Yield-bearing crypto cards. How to spend USD, USDM, and SDAI while earning 5-15% APY. The trade-off with most crypto cards is that your spending balance earns nothing while it sits in USDC. You get 2-4% cash back on purchases, but the capital behind those purchases generates zero return between transactions. Yield-bearing stablecoin cards change this by letting you spend directly from interest-accruing positions like Athena's USD, Mountain Protocol's USDM, or Spark's SDAI. Your balance earns yield until the moment of purchase. Whether this beats traditional cashback depends entirely on your balance-to-spending ratio. How yield-bearing stablecoins work. These stablecoins maintain a $1 peg while generating returns through different underlying strategies. RWA-backed, USDM, USTB. The protocol purchases short-term U.S. Treasury bills, 1 6-month maturity. T-bill interest accrues to token holders. Mountain Protocol's USDM currently yields about 5.2% APY, tracking the T-bill rate. Risk is low since the backing is U.S. government debt, though custodian failure or redemption delays are possible. Delta Neutral Strategies, USDE. Athena's USD holds staked ETH, earning 3-4% staking yield, while simultaneously shorting equivalent ETH on perpetual futures markets. The long and short positions cancel out price movements, creating a delta neutral position. The yield comes from combining staking rewards with perpetual funding rate payments. During bull markets, when demand for leveraged long positions is high, funding rates can push USDE's yield above 20%. During bearish periods, when funding rates turn negative, yield can drop to single digits or even near zero, falling back to staking yield alone. The long-run average has been in the 10 to 15% range, but this is not guaranteed and varies with market conditions. DeFi Savings Rate, SDAI. MakerDAO earns revenue from DAI loans, stability fees, liquidation penalties, and distributes it to SDAI holders via the DAI Savings Rate. The current DSR is about 5% APY set by MakerDAO governance. SDAI is a value accruing token. Your balance stays at 1,000 SDAI, but redemption value increases over time to reflect accumulated yield. How the card spending works. Merchants accept USD and EUR, not yield-bearing tokens. When you tap a yield-bearing card, the issuer's system converts your yield token to USDC or fiat at the point of sale. Your USDE or SDAI is swapped through a DEX or internal liquidity pool, and the resulting stablecoin is sent to the card processor. This happens in under 2 seconds. And the key benefit is that your balance earns yield until that exact moment. The conversion typically costs 0-1% depending on the card, which eats into the yield advantage. Cards that support yield-bearing stablecoins. Card-supported tokens approximate APY custody model conversion fee, Ether.fi. Cash USD, SUSDS, 10-15% USD, 5% SUSDS. Self-custody 0.5% Gnosis Pay SDAI, EUR 5-8% SDAI. Self-custody safe, 0% native SDAI, Bybit card, earn, USDT via earn, A12% custodial, 0% COCA card, USD, USDM, SUSDS, 5-20% hybrid, smart account. 1% Gnosis Pay has a structural advantage for EU users because SDAI converts to EUR natively with zero conversion fees. Ether.fi offers the highest potential yield through USD, but with more risk from funding rate volatility. When yield beats cashback, and when it does not, the math depends on your average balance relative to annual spending. High balance, low spend, yield wins. $10,000 average balance, $500 month spending, $6,000 year. With a standard USDC card earning 4% cashback and 0% yield, $240 year from cashback, $0 from yield. Total, $240. With a USD card earning 12% yield and 0.5% conversion fee, $1,200 year from yield, $30 in conversion fees. Total, $170. Yield card wins by $930. When your balance is large relative to spending, yield dominates because it generates returns on the full balance continuously, not just on the amount spent. High spend, low balance, cashback wins. $5,000 average balance, $3,000 month spending, $36,000 year. Standard cashback card at 3% 1-80 year. Yield card at 12% with 0.5% conversion. $600 yield minus $180 fees. $420. Cashback wins by $660. High velocity spenders deplete their balance faster than yield can replace it. The 3% cashback on $36,000 produces more than 12% yield on a $5,000 balance, the crossover point. At what balance does yield start beating a 4% cashback card? The formula, balance x APY must exceed annual spending x cashback rate. For 12% USD yield versus 4% cashback, $12,000 annual spending x 4% or more are $480 in cashback. To beat that with 12% yield, you need a balance above $4,000, $4,000 x 12% or are $480. But after subtracting conversion fees, the real crossover is around $5,000, $6,000 in balance for $12,000 in annual spending. The general rule, yield cards make sense when your average balance is at least half your annual spending. Below that, traditional cashback is more efficient. Yield sustainability, USD. Will double-digit yields last? USD yield has two components. ETH, staking yield, 3-4%, is relatively stable and permanent as long as Ethereum uses proof of stake. Perpetual funding rates, the variable component, depend on market sentiment. During bull markets, longs pay shorts, and funding rates push USD yield above 15-20%. During bearish periods, funding can go negative, and USD yield drops to the staking baseline of 3-4%. Long-term sustainable USD yield is probably in the 8-12% range, averaging across market cycles. The 20% plus periods are temporary bull market phenomena, and planning around them is a mistake. USDM. Tied to the Fed, USDM yield tracks U.S. Treasury bill rates, which track the Federal Reserve's interest rate. The current 5.2% reflects the Fed's 4.75-5.0% rate. If the Fed cuts rates, consensus expectations for 2026-2027, USDM yield drops proportionally. In a low-rate environment like 2020-2021, rates at 0.025%, USDM yield would be negligible. Expect 3-4% as a reasonable long-term assumption. Risk framework, depegging. USD carries the most depeg risk. If perpetual funding rates go deeply negative for an extended period, Athena's reserve fund absorbs the losses. If the reserve is depleted, USDE could trade below $1. A separate risk is exchange counterparty failure. Athena holds short positions across multiple exchanges, Binance, Bybit, Deribit. If one exchange collapses, Athena loses collateral on that venue. Athena mitigates this by diversifying across 6+ exchanges and capping exposure at 25% per venue. USDM has minimal depeg risk since it is backed by U.S. Treasury bills. The main risk is custodian failure. The entity holding the T-bills goes bankrupt, which could delay redemptions for months while ownership is resolved in court. Smart contract exploits. Any protocol holding yield-bearing stablecoins is a target. Attack vectors include oracle manipulation, inflating a token's price during conversion to steal value, re-entrancy bugs, and unauthorized minting. Multi-sig governance, time locks on parameter changes, and independent security audits, Trail of Bits, Open Zeppelin, are the standard mitigations. Nexus Mutual offers insurance coverage for contract exploits. Regulatory risk. The SEC could classify yield-bearing stablecoins as unregistered securities. USD already geofences U.S. users preemptively. SDAI operates as a DeFi protocol without KYC, making enforcement harder. USDM argues that since the underlying T-bills are already securities, the yield token has a double-layer exemption, though this has not been tested in court. Self-custody cards, Gnosis Pay, Ether.fi, give users more protection than custodial alternatives because the user retains wallet access even if the card issuer is shut down. Tax complexity spending from a yield-bearing position creates two simultaneous tax events in most jurisdictions: a disposal of property, capital gain or loss on the stablecoin, and receipt of interest income, the yield portion. With 200+ transactions per year, this generates significant reporting burden. Coinly and TokenTax support yield-bearing stablecoin tracking as of 2026. Who should use yield cards? Yield cards are worth the complexity for users with 10,000+ average card balances who spend less than their annual yield generates. At $10,000 average balance and 12% USD yield, you generate $1,200 a year. If your annual card spending is under $12,000, your balance grows despite spending. For average consumers spending their paychecks immediately, low balance, high spending velocity, traditional cashback cards are simpler, cheaper, and more profitable. The yield advantage only kicks in when you have capital sitting idle that you can put to work.